CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Even for something like that, much less anything else. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, literally just south of us because it was going through Gilmer Park.
See, that's scary how close it was.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, those were the only two. It was we were the 150th tornado warned city that night. So, yeah. And they still had more than that, too, as the storm kept on going.
I saw on the national news board there was a lot of tornadoes in this country, especially Wisconsin and Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those two. Yeah, I was watching Ryan Hall for hours, and he was saying, yeah, seemed like Illinois and Wisconsin were really getting slammed with tornado warnings.
But nobody got hurt or no major property damage, but it happened sometime, though.
Oh, yeah.
I got to buy gas this week.
Yeah, I got to top off sometime today.
Just below half a tank. Just barely.
Alrighty.
Now they opened up the Iran opened up the Straits of Hormuz, and then they decided to close it again. So I remember that song, "Bomb, Bomb, Bomb, Iraq," and in this case, we changed it to Iran. So I hope we don't have to, but if we have to, let's do it.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Iran would just cooperate and open up the Straits of Hormuz and hand over all the uranium, things would be fine. And nobody else would die. But I know they have to be stubborn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they want to, they want Israel.
Yeah, everybody wants Israel. It's amazing that tiny little piece of land compared to all the other countries around it. I mean, it's like that tiny little piece of land. You guys want that?
I know.
I guess there's some natural. Well, it looks like that I may be able to actually start working on the garage again. That they get the bottom half done after the flowers are about 6-8 inches high. I'll back Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, alrighty. Hey, that'll work. Yeah. At least they're not a couple feet high.
Yeah, but like I said, I gotta get the bottom half done like the end of March that day, and it didn't work. So I'm gonna have to hold them back, or it's, well, my wife's not like, don't get no paint on them. Well, I can't help that, you know. I'm trying not to, but I'm not doing it on purpose. But if they get paint on it, it ain't my fault.
Right, I know.
She don't see that.
True.
Underneath the bridge here, well, before you turn off the current, there's some good-sized chuck holes here. Wish they would fix them.
Yeah, good luck on that. You probably have better luck grabbing a couple bags of asphalt patch and go out there yourself and do it.
It's the state or county's problem, not mine, but that should be good. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know how long it took them to pave from Kern to the, county line, so, on regular 31, so, who knows how long that'll take.
About 2 years, probably.
CMN Network.
Yeah, very well could be.
Yeah, one time, Dewey Street, east of Twickenham, my wife drove there, This is whenever I was still working for the city. Look, there's another tree down here, just off of Kern here. She went down Dewey Street, just used to drink, and she got a flat tire, and she went to my sister's house. And this before I went to work, and I went there and I changed the tire for her. And then and it took them 2 years to fix those holes. And I says, always be careful of truck holes, because you're lucky it only damaged the tire. It could damage the tie rod and all sorts of things there for the steering and a lot of other things. And so be careful. And I think she's learned to avoid some truck holes, because even small ones can cause damage. I saw on the news one time where they interviewed a guy who works at an auto shop, and he says when it comes to a lot of truck holes, it avoid them or go slower, because the faster you go, the more damage you can do.
Oh, yeah, that is true. But the crazy part is when you don't see them.
Yeah, that can happen. That's true. Remember, one time years ago, whenever Brandon was in a car seat, we went down Jackson Road, and I heard a thump, and my back tire on the passenger side hit a truck hole. And whenever I got to our church, everything seemed to be okay, but whenever I came out, the tire was flat. So here I am after church in a suit, backing up the car and changing the tire. And that guy's when I got from our church. He came out and says, okay, Mario and Ray. That was in the... now, how come it didn't hit the front tire? That's what's strange. The tire and the rim. At the other house on Bryan Street. We have this really big mansion house here, and it's getting a teeny bit staticky.
Which house?
Where that big mansion house is at?
Right there, just south of Kern, by Chickadees?
Yeah, a little ways past that, just past New Road, just before New Road. There's a big mansion that sets way back.
Oh, okay.
Out here, so far, I see no damage, just that one tree and another tree that has some branches now, but I do think that there would be more damage to down here.
Yeah, mainly it's more water than anything else. Going down to Kokomo yesterday, a lot of those lakes and rivers were so... they were almost overflowing. They were almost cresting.
Wow. I see some here along the original 31 that are spots of water. But I've never seen it like a whole field completely flooded. Wow, that's a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. Man. Let's see if Ron's out there. WP9WXO, you out there? Or are you just sandbagging?
Out there.
Alrighty. Yeah, don't see my grounds out there this morning.
You see no water in the first white field that's got some water on it, but not before North Liberty exit.
Alrighty. Yeah, because I've seen, like I said, some of the lakes and rivers going down there, like in Fulton County and that. Oh, it was bad. Where they hold the reenactment thing down there in Fulton County by the Fulton County Museum, where they hold the reenactment, where they have their little shacks and that out in the woods, Yeah, they can't even get in there because the water's so high. And some of the bridges you cross from these rivers, it's almost like the river's just about ready to go over the bridge.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's how much rain they've had.
A lot of water. Getting ready to go in the hole here, so I better let you go here, because I'm almost there. So, as you go on, you'll get your round afterwards, so wait, we'll get locked in, N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All right, we'll talk to you then, KB9KBX and 9YOU.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
Hey, there you are. And on YOU.
Yeah, this is KBX.
Yeah, how's the weather out there?
It's like around 52 out here. I said that it was 46, but my car says it's 52, so I believe it's a little more so than the car.
Yeah, that's true.
So it says 20, it was like 39 whenever I went to trip, so I had my winter coat and hat on.
Alrighty. Hang on, man, I got a landline, N9YOU.
Yeah, I
hear you. Alrighty, I'm back.
We're going to stop at the cemetery, me and my sister are. She don't have to go to work this week, and last week she didn't have work, but next week she'll have to work, so she'll leave early. She'll leave church early. But, we're going to stop at the cemetery.
Alrighty.
So what are you up to today?
Go to the store and get a couple things, and then I got to meet some friends over in another friend's house and be there for a little bit and probably come back home.
Okay. I'll be probably not going anywhere today except for back to church.
Yeah, alrighty.
It's a 45-mile-an-hour zone underneath the bridge.
Moving right along.
Yep, that's true. Whenever I first came on, I had just crossed Route 4 where Potato Creek's up.
Alrighty.
I grabbed my bike to eat, but then I remember that Brandon cooked some stuff yesterday, so I'll save a little bit of money by eating at home.
Okie dokie. Yeah, so what else are you going to do today?
I don't know yet. I won't take no nap today. I'm not tired. But, I don't know. I'll probably watch my Fire Stick and watch something on that. out to the cemetery. I'm almost to where they're at. So I'll catch you on the way out. NIYOU, KB9.
All right, talk to you then, NIYOU. Everything all right over there? And on YOU.
Yep, we just popped a while.
All righty.
I'll leave in the cemetery.
All righty.
I'm here by the Noble Roman here on Kern and 31, and unleaded is 379.
Okay.
Wait for the price of gas to go down, but it's worth it though because, you know, that way Iran can't nuke us.
MI3 Network.
How they just can't have nukes.
Yeah, there's a type of people that use it for evil, where we would use it in a case of war, and if they don't get kept up like Japan, but they would probably use it against Israel.
Well, that's why they want it. Israel and us, and anybody else.
Anybody that is a ally with it. Israel, that's what they're after. The speed limit in everybody's just past me. And I wish there would be more cops out here. They could make more money for the county and city.
Yeah, they just need more officers employed.
Now, that's true. My mic is car wash.
Oh, you get your car washed?
No, I'm not because it's going to be freezing tomorrow, and I will probably get it washed maybe next week sometime, but not right now.
All righty.
It's dirty, but not real bad. Many of the bottom and the back.
Okay.
I don't like to spend money unless I don't have to, because I classify trade divorce now, it would just get dirty again. So I like to wait until I know it's not going to rain too much and it'll stay clean for at least a week.
Oh, they're talking a chance of rain today and then not until Friday.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I need to get my sister's grass cut and paint the bottom half of the garage, the south side, and Brian is going to cut our garage. I'll pick you up Tuesday, whenever you're ready, and we'll head down to La Paz then.
Alrighty.
And it's generally around 4:45, 5 o'clock, so they can plan on about that time. But I'll be listening to you on your door frequency.
Okey-dokey.
Turn from Bobby's to Fellows, but there's traffic here. I got a few cars.
Yeah, I tell you, Island Road's getting crazy right now. Because part of it's down to one lane, or one lane each way.
I avoid Island Road. I used to go to Kroger, and that's about it on Island Road. And so I can access it from Miami. So I go that way. But there ain't much on Island Road I go to anymore.
Yeah, I know, me neither, but they're redoing the, they're putting in new curbs on, what is it, east of Miami on Ireland.
Yeah. Well, it does help make our city look better, but yeah, it clogs up traffic, though. I just wonder whenever they're going to open up the slime field, probably not till May. I haven't checked my email, so I don't think that they're planning anything for Tuesday.
I haven't heard either.
Yep, I'm sure whenever that gets time, they'll let us know. And then I will charge up my batteries and take one of my cars. I don't know which one at this point, but I will take one of my cars and rent them.
Alrighty.
When a coat is just starting to get a little bit wore out, but I got one just like it. When my dad passed away, I got his coat, so I'm just saving the hood and you can use it.
And there you go.
Orange comb behind your vehicle.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it won't be there too much longer. Then you'll be getting down to Elgin.
Yeah, well, Brandon parks on the street, I park in the garage, my wife parks in the driveway, so we do need new curbs and new sidewalks, and I don't want to have to pay half because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, your street also needs to be paved, those chuck holes.
There's some of them that are in the 900 block, too.
Yeah, the one just west of the alley there by your house. I keep forgetting that's there. I find that out the hard way.
Yeah, they are there, that's for sure. But yeah, there's a lot, and Oakdale's not bad compared to some streets.
Right.
All right, I'm pulling in my alley. Catch you later. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All right, I'll talk to you later, KB9KBX, 9YOU.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.